Oh, hi, Foda. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Well, how about you? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I understand that you have an account with us and you're thinking of maybe signing up another one?
That's correct.
Okay. So Shalette sent me some notes. The second company is kind of in the same category of the one that we're doing for you, right? It's also like a transportation service or limo service?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, and then the third company, if you sign that one up, it would be a completely different category. It would be for the hair braiding.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave the hair braiding for now until I see how the limousine one is going, yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather try to do just the AAA Denver limo and see how that is going. What upset me, I've been with these people for over 5 years, you know?
Really?
But all that they do is to, we have a meeting next month to talk on the phone, and when they talk on the phone, they have no experience, okay? What is the key word I'm showing for? And they always try to put the blame maybe on your website, it's not doing this, or try to sell you something else, you know?
Yes, I see.
Yeah, so again, if you type in, like, for example, Denver Airport Limo, and you have the full name of my company name itself is a keyword, you know?
Yeah.
And if you've been with the company for a long time, even though it's AAA Denver Limo, but the actual name of my company is AAA Airport Denver Limo, LLC, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so if you type in AAA Denver Limo, you're going to see me. Well, you're going to see me. The head will be AAA Airport Denver Limo, LLC. That's the name of
my
company. Yeah. So the AAA Denver Limo itself is just a short name, you know? But official
so it's
name
supposed
of my
to
company,
be AAA Airport Denver Limo, right?
Just type in Google AAA Denver Limo.
And
see what you're going to say. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so AAA Denver Limo in Google. Let's see. I see. And then it comes up with AAA Airport Denver Limo. Now, the other company created this Google page, right? Or did you create it?
I think they might have created it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the credentials where if we create the account for you that you could add Local Splash to it so that we can start working on it? Because we don't want to create a new one because that's a duplicate listing and that would hurt your rankings. So we just want to get access to this one so that we can program in the keywords so that you start coming up on the first page. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you could get access to it from the other company or do you think that they might not give it to you? Because when they create one for you, it belongs to your business. They're supposed to let you have full credentials to it, right? But some companies don't work that way. Some companies won't give it to you. And if that's the case, we can still get access, but it just might take a little bit longer.
That's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. In the first place, I'm going to tell them I'm not going to go with them for that particular name. The reason why I don't want to jeopardize the hair braiding one right now, I think that one I have the credential for Denver hair braiding, you know?
Okay.
The Abbas hair braiding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have the credential for Abbas hair braiding. But the other one there, I don't know how I'll get it from them.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes so that the technicians will start the programming and go through the process of an advanced verification. So that means they'll still get access to it, but they'll have to come in, you know, through the back door and deal with Google in the steps that are needed. But if you happen to talk to the other company, All you have to tell them is like, look, I want the ownership of my Google business page. Can you transfer it to me? And they should be able to do that. So we do that all the time with our clients. If they stop working with us for some reason or another and they call in and they want the Google listing, we transfer it over to them because it belongs to you. It's your business listing. They're just managing it right now, okay? But I'll tell the technician that we might have to go in through the back door. And then if you recall, you're a loyalty client of ours. You've been with us since 2014 for the Denver Party Bus. So that 129 pricing is no longer available, but I can still put you into the friends and family rate of 199 for that second location, month to month with no contracts, okay? And what that will do is it will put the AAA Airport Denver limo on the first page of Google and Bing for the keywords in your area. It also would program you into some of the popular directories, as well as the mobile platform. So I don't know if your listing is mobile optimized or not, but if it's not, what we would do is we would mobile optimize it and make sure that it also comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Okay, because that's very, very important, especially for airport transportation, that you're utilizing the mobile platform, because most people, when they're looking at the airport, they're doing it from their phones, not from a regular computer. You know what I mean?
That's correct. But I prefer more like people are able to see me on the map. You know, when they see me, then they go to the website. I don't really like really people even calling much, you know, but anyhow you can, you suggest is good, you know?
This is what it does. When I say that we optimize you to show on the first page, it would be specifically in the first page of the maps. And that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, right? And you know that already because you have the account with us for the Denver Party Bus. And then what we would do is we would provide a detailed tracking system. So I don't know, do you go on your dashboard regularly with your other account with us?
Not really.
Okay.
I know the Party Bus is, one is doing well.
Yeah, you're an honest man. Because, that's okay. But you're going to have the same type of an interface with this one. So you can see how many people are finding you. You can see which keywords they're typing in, which zip codes they're coming from. So everything is very transparent. So with that being said, on the airport transportation or the limo one, I'm going to create the new profile, but I wanted to ask you, should I just copy everything the way I see it on the Google listing, meaning the 4432 Abilene Street for the address?
That's correct.
And then the phone number is the one ending in 4563, right? 303?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And then 906-4563. Okay. And then the zip code is 80239.
Yeah, basically, even though I have that is my real company name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when people go to Denver Party Bus, that's a keyword that really that give me business. Party Bus is what I do more than the limousine itself. So
yes.
I only have one limousine itself, but Party Bus is wearing. It's not too competitive, okay?
Party bus is not,
there's
less companies that do the party buses than limos. I bet they're all over the airport, right?
Yeah, the limo, it would be a guy who has one SUV and he calls himself a limousine, okay? The little guy who has one SUV, except you are desperate, you are not going to go advertise for party bus because you don't have it, okay?
Right.
If people book it, you're gonna be disappointed because it's I want party bus and you say you have a party bus. So very less people who advertise for party buses. So because of that, that's why I came up with that Denver party bus that's US. You know, but when they go there, they want to book through the reservation system. That reservation system is my real company name, AAA Denver Limo, you know, LLC that we talk about, you know. The real reservation. They say, I think I Google party bus, why AAA? But if you go and Google now AAA Denver Limo, it's going to show it's a real company. Yeah, you Google my website, AAA Denver Limo, it show that I have Better Business Bureau credential, all that. So you are not going to say, it must be Denver Party Bus. No. As long as you have got a service you want, and it's just like people want AAA Denver Limo, but they go to Google, correct?
Yes.
If you go to Google, you are not going to go reject that, I was looking for AAA Limo. Why is Google giving me this? So that was the reason why I created the Denver Party Bus, because it's a keyword that most people would type in for, you know? Yeah.
I understand. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's smart. You have a good marketing sense. That's really good, you know, the way you did it. That's very smart. So with the limo company, I want to let you know that since we're going to start working on that one also, but you only have one limo, right? So if you ever get to capacity and you're completely booked out and you don't have extra room to take on more, you could always call in, and we also do seasonal holds where they would stop.
No. I'm okay with that. That's not something to worry about. When they say limo, again, limo is not too popular as compared to party bus. So, but I have hundreds of people in Colorado. Where's the socks? I have hundreds of people in Colorado that they are my associates, you know? We are associates that we give a trip to each other, you know?
So you want to promote yourself year-round, whether you're booked out or not, because if you get an overflow, you can give it to some of your friends, and then when they have extra, they'll send it your way. I see. You kind of
that's
are
correct.
Like bartering with each other. That's smart.
Yeah, just like
yeah,
Uber,
that's very
smart. Just like Uber, you get a trip, you outsource to somebody else. But
yes.
Yeah, but again, the word limousine, if I could show up correctly with my full name out there, so people want like a car service to even in the metro area, I fall under that category, like Denver Airport Car Service, Denver Limousine Service. So the limousine service was the original word before Uber came, you know? So
I see.
It was a limousine doesn't mean a long limo. Hey, Michael, let's go. It doesn't mean a long limo. It should be just one guy who go pick up people on time, on one specific time. So that service is called a limousine service. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Service, it's not necessary to be a long limo. It's a service. People schedule ahead of time, you know?
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, too, limousine is the number one misspelled word on Google. So it's important to work with a company that knows that, because we would pick up on it if somebody's typing in limousine incorrectly. We would make sure that they're still finding you. That would be one of your keywords, not only the correct spelling, but the incorrect spellings too. That way you'll be able to capture business that way. So for the $199 for day, did you want to use the same American Express that we have on file, or is it going to be a different card?
Can I bargain on that? I don't know, because this book, for example, honestly, I can send you a screenshot. I'm doing two accounts with them. Maybe that's why maybe they're not doing well. I don't know.
Okay, you're doing two accounts with them?
Yeah, I'm doing two accounts with them. I think I'm paying around $160 for two accounts. That's the hair braiding and the and the AAA Denver Limo. you know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm paying to them. It was a little bit more than that, but they drop it down, you know. So
okay. So here's the thing. I don't care if you pay them $50 a month for those two businesses. If you're not getting results, then that's too much money to spend, right? So they gave you a phenomenal deal, right? But what good is it if you're not coming up under limo service, right? So what they're doing isn't really helping you right now. So, you know, that's something that you want to consider. Also, what you want to consider is I put the $199, which is our friends and family pricing, I put it on your same account that you have us for Denver Party Bus, but as a second profile. So what that means is you're on a loyalty program on Denver Party Bus, so you're going to be getting every other month for free on this new profile because it's already attached to the existing profile, which you already have that loyalty program applied. So, when you consider that, you're paying $199 a month, but it's over 2 months of worth of service, right? Because every other month is going to be free. Does that make sense?
So, I'll be doing 2 months for
$199.
Or every month would be $199 for the two, correct?
No, your total that you pay for the one is $129 every other month, okay? And then for the new one, you'd be paying $199 every other month. So the total would be, let's see, $328, but if I divide that by two, you're really only paying $164 a month because that $328 covers you for 2 months. You see what I mean?
Oh, I got you. Okay.
You're on the loyalty program with us. That's why I'm telling you, it's really good pricing to do it this way rather than if I create a new profile for the AAA Denver limo, then they would charge the $199 every month, right? But this loyalty program is already in place. And then one other thing that I would do to help you out, because I see your billing is on the 29th, right? So I don't want you to pay $199 today and then pay another $129 on the 29th. So what I'll do is I'll push that next billing out 30 days for you for that, you know, for the party bus. That way I can run both payments together each month on what the 17th. So the May 17th payment will be your service credit, which means that you're going to be paid in full all the way until June 17th.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. So now, with that being said, the same American Express ending in 4008, or would it be a different one?
Different.
A different card?
The same card.
Oh, the same. I'm sorry. I thought you said different. Okay. So let me process that $199, and then I don't need to do a new client interview for you because you're telling me that your main objective is to show up for limousine service, right? So you don't have to worry about doing, you know, we're going to cover all the keywords for you, but it's pretty much the same category, but minus the party bus because that one's not as competitive. So I'm going to have my technicians do that advanced verification through the back end for you, and then they will start programming on it. All I ask is that you be responsive to us. If they need something from you, they'll call you, okay? So I don't want you to drop everything. And, you know, if you're out in the field, don't worry about answering the call while you're driving or anything like that. But if you hear that Local Splash is calling you, just make sure that you get back to us in a timely manner, okay?
Okay, yeah, if they need to text anything, they can text to that number too, yeah.
Exactly. That is exactly right. So let me just see here. I'm just putting the service credit on there for both profiles. So service credit, there we go. Okay, so it's showing. Today is the 17th. And so I'm going to set both profiles to run on the 17th. Your next billing will be on the 17th. Okay, good. So you're good there. And then do you have any other questions for me?
That should do it. So you said they will both run on the 17th or the 29th. Which one?
The 29th was your old billing date that you had with the party bus. So what I'm doing is I'm eliminating that old billing date and I'm giving you the new one on the 17th. Because the 29th is what? Just 12 days away. And I don't want you to have two payments 12 days apart, right? So I'm just going to push the next one all the way out until your next billing on this, which would be June 17th, because you're on that loyalty program with us.
Okay.
Make sense?
It does.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. Okay, so I already set that up in your billing. And then...
If I have to do the hair braiding also, is there any package you can give me for all the three?
So,
for example, the hair braiding, I show up basically more for, if you type in Denver hair braiding, I will show up on that one first page. Go the other way around, hair braiding Denver. But apart from that, if you type in hair braiding Denver, I might not even show. Okay, well, I will show all the way to the bottom of the page. And most of the people who are doing it, really, these people don't even have anybody doing the Google map for them. They are just natural. Why am I not showing for some category, you know? So that is the question there. But again, I rather maybe hold on to it a little bit, but you can give me that one. I think I should have all the credentials for that, you know. If you should get me for all the three. And but how quick, if you have the credential, that I will not lose my spot. If we have my
If you have the credentials, you wouldn't lose your spot. We would just go in and right away start programming it. So that would be good because Google changes the algorithms daily, which is why you're probably showing up for the hair braiding because it's in the name, right? But you're not showing up for other things that you offer. So we can go in and start optimizing it right away. And what they allow me to do is the rock bottom pricing that we offer now, being that it's 2024, is $199 per month. But if somebody signs up two businesses at once, they allow me to do the second one for $149. So if you did it that way, you would get all three profiles. And you'd be on the loyalty program for all three of them, just like you are with the party bus. And you'd be paying $477 every other month. So that would boil down to about 100. Let's see. Let me do the 477 divided by 3 is 159, right? Divided by 2. So you're paying about $79.50 for each profile if you do it that way per month. So you know what I mean? We do $477, but that includes three profiles every other month.
Okay. Yeah, for now, maybe if you can call me tomorrow, please. I have a pickup. I'm preparing to Red Rock so that I don't be late. So go ahead and start working on this other one for now, okay? And maybe we'll talk tomorrow for the other one, yeah, okay?
Okay, you got it. I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll put a note in here that if you want to do it, we'll still honor that pricing for you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Just to let you know, the AA Denver limo is the only one, if I'm doing SEO for that, okay? They have SEO guys working on that, the AAA Airport Denver Limo. So in terms of maybe ranking, that will help too, you know? So, and they only started to, yeah.
You built the website for that one too, right? That's your own site, the AAADenverLimo.com?
Yeah, there's a website for it.
Huh?
There's a website for it. There's a different company did the website. And
oh,
the same
are you
going to
lose this website if you stop working with the other company? Because I could put a site in there for you. I just don't know.
That's not for that. It's not for them. It's not. It's different company that did the website, not the.
Oh,
this
so you get to keep the site, right? You're keeping. Okay, got it. It's a different.
Yeah, company. Well, the only reason why I told you is because they are doing. I'm doing the SEO, which maybe it might even help with your. For you to rank me with the map, you know. So that was the only reason why I told you that is a website that is in that domain is being worked on. It's not just an ordinary website, you know. But we only started to do it maybe like a month ago, you know. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean. But that's good. Then you get to keep the, that's what I was concerned about initially was that you were going to, lose the site and then, you know, if we had to build a new one. But you have that covered. You already have the site.
Yeah, I like
the site that you have better than the ones we do anyway because you can book the reservations on there too. You know, you said the other company, when you didn't get results, they were trying to downplay that the site wasn't good. I think the site is very good for what you do because you have that feature. So, yeah, so definitely keep that up. And then we'll start programming on this. And if we need anything, we'll call you. And then I will reach out to you tomorrow, obviously, to get the hair braiding one on board, okay?
And you have the email address for the... The email address is aaadenverlimo.com. That is the email address for, what's the name?
I copied everything on the profile over from the Google Business page, but let me verify it with you just while I have you, if you don't mind. It's 4432 Abilene Street, Denver, 80239, and then the email address is aaadenverlimo@gmail.com. And then the website is aaadenverlimo.com, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So I have all of that on the new profile, so it looks good. And then we'll get you all up and running for the hair braiding one tomorrow then.
Yeah, I just started with the hair braiding. I was just telling them I canceled them. That way, it's hard for me to say, oh, I'm going to keep one with you. And, just try to work on that one. If you need anything with the hair braiding, let me know. But if the discount you're going to give me, let me know for the hair braiding, okay?
Yeah, we'll get you up and running on that tomorrow. I don't want to really put any of that information in here right now since you can't, do it on, you're kind of pressed for time. But absolutely tomorrow when I talk to you, we'll get all of the information transferred over from that one, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.